This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. We are live on Sunday nights, of course. And tonight is kind of a big night for me, and I want to start the show. Instead of ending the show this way, we'll start the show this way that let you know that this is the last show I will be doing with Genesis Communications Network, and we continue the show on next week, same time, and we'll be broadcasting it directly to the internet, but we will no longer be on GCN, and a little bit of bittersweet here. We move on to other things here. The show will still be available for download like usual. We'll still be carried on TalkStreamLive.com. You can still go to JimParisRadio.com and pick up the stream there and other places. But we want to say a special thanks tonight to Ted Anderson, to our engineers that have helped us in recent months, Alex, Andy, and especially Mackenzie, kind of the guy in charge of our engineering. How the show works is I am in Florida, and I have a radio studio basically built into my house. And there is a box that sits down here on top of my computer called a Comrex Brick Link that connects through high-speed internet all the way to Minneapolis, Minnesota. They then take the show, put it on the internet, put it up on the satellite, and it goes all over the world. Really cool. And it was great to be able to connect up with GCN and make that connection. I've been in radio since high school. I was on the high school radio station and been involved in radio in one capacity or another since my high school days, going back to, I think, 1982, I was on the high school radio station. After I got into business and finance and all of that, ended up becoming the regular guest host for financial author Charles J. Givens, then launched my own radio show and television show. I've had my own syndicated television show. I've had many radio shows. For years, I had a daily show Monday through Friday, which, by the way, advice from one of my great friends in radio, my dearly departed friend Marlon Maddox, told me once that when you have a daily radio show, you don't have a show, it has you. Because if you, it's like hanging over your head that every day, Monday through Friday, I've got to be in the studio at this certain time. And you can't be late. You've got to be there exactly on time. And you've got to, you know, be there when the mic goes live to do your show. So I've done daily, I've done these Saturday shows for years on different networks, Sun Radio Network and others. I have been doing this Sunday show. I love the Sunday night slot, and we'll continue to do it on Sunday nights. I've been doing this. It'll be 5 years in a month. It would be 5 years that I was with GCN. So again, a special thanks to GCN and all of my friends there, and Ted Anderson for giving me a shot here for 5 years, and our engineers leading the crew, Mackenzie, and also Andy and Alex. Thanks a lot, everybody. Tonight, we have with us a special guest in hour number two. Jen Hobbs is with us, and she is the author of American Hemp. Now, before you tune this all out, you might be like me. You might be a conservative person, and you might think hemp and marijuana are the same thing, and this is about, you know, going in your backyard and smoking a joint and getting high. No. Marijuana and hemp are totally different things, and I have recently just become educated on all of this. And I have to tell you that I was 1,000% wrong about what I thought about hemp. And in fact, many of you that are recent listeners know about my just almost miraculous good experience that I've had with CBD oil. And we'll be talking about all of this in hour number two tonight, American hemp, how growing our newest cash crop can improve our health, clean our environment, and slow climate change. And the foreword of this book is by Jesse Ventura, and Jen Hobbs will be here in hour number two. And if you want to find out what I'm doing with CBD oil and the CBD oil that I use, check out this website, JimLovesCBD.com. JimLovesCBD.com. I know there's a lot of different CBD products out there. I was over in the Orlando area on Thursday afternoon. I had a music gig. I was playing trumpet with a jazz combo on Thursday night. So I got into the area a little bit early, ended up over at the brand new Barnes & Noble bookstore off of I-95 and LPGA Boulevard. Beautiful store. And I'm sitting in the store drinking some coffee. A lady walks in with a t-shirt and it says, "Ask me about CBD oil." It's like everywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, everybody. But the difference between regular CBD oil and what I am using is called liposomal CBD, which is a special kind of method where it gets into your bloodstream in a more direct way. Because most of the supplements we take don't actually end up in our bloodstream. Not to be crass, but that's why after you take your vitamins, about an hour or two later, your urine is like a bright color, because you're basically, that's what you just took, your vitamins, and they're coming out in your urine. You're not getting them into your system. So I take liposomal vitamins, and I also take liposomal CBD oil, and I take it for sleep. So it's a whole different approach, and there's more details on that if you want to check it out at JimLovesCBD.com. All right, a lot to get into tonight. I've got mixed feelings about the Pope sending $500,000 to these caravans that are sitting on the U.S. border. So the Pope says the reason he did this is there's a lot of people stranded that can't get over the border, and they're stranded without food, without shelter, without clothing, and there's no provision for them on the south side of the border. So I've got, you know, part of me says I'm sympathetic because of that, because who wants to see another human being suffer? But then on the other hand, by the Pope funding this, we've already got a crisis at the border, and I kind of think that the more that is provided to people once they get to the border area, or how easy it is for them to cross or be provided with you know, provisions and so forth on the south side of the border, it's going to be an inducement. It's almost like a unintended consequence, well-meaning, but ultimately cruel, because you're kind of luring people to the border area only to be stuck there. And there are not enough provisions, places for people to sleep. There's not even enough, you know, basic, you know, provisions like water, food, water, clothing, places for people to sleep. And these are people that can't get on the U.S. side of the border. And then those that get over the U.S. side of the border have it a little easier, but still not totally an easy situation. A lot of them are just being dropped off in different major cities, and there are churches and charities and other things being made available to them. But this is sort of blown up into a big controversy over the weekend. And we have a poll running right now on my Facebook page, whether people think it was right or wrong for the Pope to fund this package, $500,000 aid package to the migrants. Whether or not this was a good thing to do. Right now, the poll is something like 96% say it's wrong that the Pope did this. And I wasn't sure I would get that high of a percentage that would be against this. I mean, after all, most of my followers are Christian people, compassionate people, but yet we all kind of see the reality of this. And it's sort of an oversimplified equation to simply give money to people that are on the border, because what do you do now when there's tens of thousands of more coming. I mean, there's got to be some ultimate solution to this, and I honestly don't know what it is other than maybe closing the border. All right, a lot more news tonight. So much to get into. We'll be back. Everybody, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and one other person to thank, as long as I'm thanking people, is Adam Miller, who one of the executives at GCN He and I had a great conversation, actually by email, about 2 or 3 weeks ago when we kind of arrived at this mutual decision that I would discontinue on the GCN network, leaving totally on great terms. But a gentleman and a scholar, super nice guy, and I've interacted with him over the years with my relationship with GCN, and another person to thank. All right, where do we start tonight? So much to get into. Well, before I do news, maybe I'll share a little bit of something that I'm doing to make money. And this used to be, speaking of sort of my old days of radio, I used to just do a straight money show, investing, ways to save money, ways to make money, all those kind of things. And this is fun for me, though, to get into politics and news, survival and prophecy and all these other things, too. But sort of my bread and butter, my stock and trade was the money stuff. And this is something I discovered, and I mentioned this on the show a few times, but it's never really gotten a lot of traction, and it's really intriguing to me. It is a new internet browser. And I actually interacted with the guy that invented this. He is one of the people, I believe he's one of the people behind the Firefox browser, one of the developers of Firefox also. And this new browser is called Brave. And it's, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a super technical guy. I don't understand everything on the back end of this, but it is like the world's fastest browser. So if you wanted to like triple your internet speed around the internet without having to like upgrade your modem or your internet speed with your provider and all that, you go over to this browser, and I have a special URL set up for it. It's worldsfastestbrowser.com. worldsfastestbrowser.com. Now, what is super cool about it is not just that it's fast, it's like 3 times faster than using Google Chrome, which is my normal browser. And all of your extensions and plugins and tools from Google Chrome automatically migrate over to this browser. So you don't have to start all over again with like reprogramming all your passwords in and all your bookmarks and all of that stuff. It all moves over. Worldsfastestbrowser.com. But what I love about it, in addition to it being super fast, is they actually pay you for browsing the internet. And I don't know exactly how this works, but when you're just using the internet like you normally do, they have ads that they block a lot of the ads that you normally would see, but then sometimes you see ads. But in any case, you get money just for using the browser. And then if you have a website or even a YouTube channel, you can add your website or YouTube channel to their network, and then you get paid even more money. And what I do is all the money they pay me goes into my Uphold wallet, which is like this online wallet, and I get paid in their cryptocurrency, which is called BAT, B-A-T, which is an abbreviation for Basic Attention Token. That's what they call it. It's called BAT, B-A-T. Well, anyway, inside my Uphold.com wallet, I can convert that immediately to cash, or I can convert that over to Bitcoin. So I've only been, I'll be honest, I have not done much with this at all. I mean, at all. And every month I get money from them. And I mean, it's only been 6 or 7 months, and I think they've paid me like $700 or $800. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't even really realize that anything is happening. It's just like, I'm just online, I'm just doing my normal thing. I just added my YouTube channel and my website. I clicked through, verified it, added it to their network. And I don't even know exactly how much, I mean, why I get what I do. Like, I can't sit down at the end of the month and say, oh, I got $80 or $90, and it's because of this, 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 and this. I don't even know exactly how it works, but it's like free money. And since I've been moving it over into Bitcoin, now that Bitcoin's going up, I'm making even more money from doing this. And anybody can do it, and it's totally free. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I guess people are like super skeptical because it just sounds like, well, why would anybody do this? Well, it's this new thing, and they're trying to promote it by paying people to use it. And they're paying you in cryptocurrency. And some people would say, well, I don't want that cryptocurrency. I want money. Well, you can just immediately convert it to U.S. cash if you want when you get it. Or you can convert it to, like, Bitcoin if you're a Bitcoin person. Super easy to do. You know, I don't know why everybody's not doing it. It's like the 8th of every month. So in about a week or so, about the 8th of May, I'll get an email and it'll say X amount of dollars in BAT has been deposited to your Uphold account. And then I'll go over there, and then there it is, and I can, like, either put it into cash and take it out and spend it, or I can take it and move it to Bitcoin, which is what I've been doing. And I'm kind of like saving it up towards like a trip or something. That's what I'm doing with it. Then there's another one that, again, I think people don't believe this, so they're not jumping on it, but there's another one I'm doing where you get a free share of stock. And this is with an app called Robinhood. And if you want to get a free share of stock, I've gotten so far 36 free shares of stock. And I know people think, oh, that can't be true. Well, just try it. You don't have to pay anything. It's free. And all they're doing is they're like paying you to try their app. And so how it works is every time I get somebody to try the app for free, which you don't even have to put a dollar in, it's free. You just put the app on your phone and you use it. You just like turn it on your phone. You don't even have to actually put any money in or do anything. And you get a free share of stock. And most of the shares of stock I've gotten are worth like $5 or $6 for a share of stock. But then on one occasion, I got a share of stock that was worth over $100. But what I do is I take all the stock that I get and I sell it in the app and I buy Bitcoin with it inside the app. So that's another way I just get free money. I don't even, you know, I don't even really, at the end of the month, it's like I get so many shares of free stock, I sell it, I buy Bitcoin with it. But if you want that, you just go to freestocks.us, freestocks.us. And again, I know people don't, oh, that can't be true. I have a whole chapter in my Bitcoin book, which is called the 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. There's a whole chapter on all of the different ways I get free Bitcoin. And it's all there. And it's all free stuff that anybody can do to get free Bitcoin. And if you don't like Bitcoin, so as a lot of people know, I love Bitcoin. So I try to convert everything I have into Bitcoin. But maybe you don't care about Bitcoin. You just want the money. You can just sell the stocks that you get. So you could get a free share just by going to freestocks.us. And then what you could do, once you have the app on your phone, they give you a link, and you can share that link with everybody you know on social media. And then every time one of your friends gets a free share of stock, they also give you a free share of stock. So, and I think they cut it off like once you get to like $500 or $600 in free shares of stock, then what you do is you just like do it in your wife's name and get your wife or your husband $500 worth of free stock. Very cool. Okay, news after this. We'll be back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We need to battle darkness with light. No matter how dark the world is, we need to think of light. A little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. a lot of light will push away much more.
Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein, with blue bandages covering his hands after being shot, told a crowd in Poway, California, what he saw when a gunman entered his synagogue on Saturday, killing 60-year-old Lori Kay and injuring him and two others.
Here is a young man standing with a rifle, pointing right at me. And I look at him. He had sunglasses on. I couldn't see his eyes. I couldn't see his soul.
19-year-old John Ernest faces first-degree murder and other charges. Police are investigating whether he's connected to an arson attack at a mosque in nearby Escondido last month. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Hour number two tonight. Super excited to have with us Jen Hobbs. Her book is American Hemp. And this is going to be a great discussion because there is so much that people need to learn about this. And it's a fascinating book that takes you all the way back to the early days of hemp, which in America, it was a really big cash crop. And there was sort of a conspiracy, if you will, to get rid of it and to vilify it. And we're going to get into all of that, the history of hemp and why it's big now, why it's back again, why it's not the same as marijuana, and all of this CBD craze that's going on. Well, it's all the CBD products, which I love, the CBD oil, which I've talked about. So all of that in hour number two tonight as we talk with Jen Hobbs, her book, American Hemp. All right, so Joe Biden is in. And he did an announcement this week, and his claim is that the reason that he got into the race was because that the president, Donald Trump, referred to the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists in the Charlottesville riot, that Trump referred to them as very fine people. And the media has done this over and over and over again. And basically what they're saying is, because we're saying this, it's true. Even though it's not true, because here's the deal. And you have to do a little bit more reading than just to believe what you hear on CNN. And I'm going to talk about CNN here in this segment. What was going on in Charlottesville, Virginia? This is actually what was going on, not what you're going to hear on CNN. There was a protest about the removal of a statue. And I believe it was a Robert E. Lee statue that was there was a protest. It was a statue in the center of town, and you had a group of people on one side take down the statue, a group of people on the other side leave the statue up. And these kind of protests have taken place all around the country. Well, what happened is this white supremacist group sort of co-opted the protest, and they became like the most visible part of it, even though there were other people, a lot of other people there that were just simply protesting the idea. They were protesting against taking down the statue. And I've said this before, if there were, you know, if there was such a protest here in my community, I'd probably go out and protest on the side of don't take down the Civil War statue, because that's part of our history. So I would be on that side. And just because in that on that same side are some bad people doesn't automatically make me bad. But this is what the media wants you to believe. So there were protesters wanting the statue to come down, just normal people. And then amongst those protesters were Antifa and violent people on the other side mixed in with that crowd. So it's totally factual, totally accurate to say that there were some good people on each side and some bad people on each side. There's nothing that is just factually the case. Well, Joe Biden, he's in the race now, officially, finally announcing that he's running for president. And this is an interesting story from Breitbart. And the headline here is CNN's Jake Tapper admits Trump did not call neo-Nazis very fine people in Charlottesville. And it goes on to, you know, the story that apparently Jake Tapper, one of the top news people at CNN, has now kind of gone against the grain of what you're hearing. Anderson Cooper did a diatribe, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday night. Basically, his position was that if you were a person that was at this protest and on your side of the protest, let's say in this case, leave the statue up, if you noticed that there were people carrying torches that were neo-Nazis, that if you didn't leave at that point, that you yourself were then part of that neo-Nazi white supremacist group. And I just reject that. I don't know what I would do if I were in a protest and all of a sudden I'm marching next to someone that is carrying a super ugly sign or saying racist things. I'm not sure what I would do. I might leave. But then again, I might think, well, wait a minute, just because they're acting that way, I might turn to them and say, shut your mouth. What you're saying is stupid. Don't ruin our protester, which is not about what you're talking about. I would probably do something like that, as opposed to what Anderson Cooper says. If you don't leave, then you're just part of it. So even though there might have been some non-white supremacists there, the fact that they didn't leave then made them white supremacists. That's basically what Anderson Cooper was saying in his sort of indirect way of presenting this. That's just garbage. That's just total garbage. But here we go. You know, Joe Biden, not surprising, starts his whole campaign on a lie. It's all based on a lie, saying that Donald Trump believes that white supremacists are good people, fine people, so that's why I'm running for president. Well, you know what, Joe? If that's why you're running, then you need to get out of the race. This is a smart guy. I mean, please. You have to wonder, is it not insulting for these people to think that we're this stupid? That we're this stupid to think that Donald Trump is a supporter of Nazis, of white supremacists? I mean, really? I mean, if that was really true, there is no way in the world he would have ever gotten elected. And you see all the memes online of him with pictures with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. And I mean, on and on and on. All the black leaders in New York City. Don King. And now all of a sudden, because he's the president, now he's a racist. That's the claim. So he's lived his whole life up until 2 years ago when he became the president. And now all of a sudden he's a racist. He's not just a racist, but he's also a supporter of the white supremacist movement. Really? I mean, that's really what they expect that you're going to believe. And this is where Joe Biden is coming from. So this article really caught my eye today. Jake Tapper finally decided, you know what, maybe I should be the only one here, but I'm going to be intellectually honest. And I have kind of a little prediction here. I think you're going to see a little bit more of a break at CNN from some of these bizarre lying narratives, because some of these people that are, you know, younger than 60 years old, which are a number of their anchors, are probably thinking about their future. Like, you know what, if my contract comes up here, where can I realistically go and get a job? What other news organization would hire me? Would an NBC hire me? Would a major, you know, newspaper hire me as an editor? Could I possibly, you know, get on, you know, maybe become the new host of Meet the Press? Probably not if you're spewing out and out lies all day, which is what you're hearing from CNN anchors. And I think some of them are saying, well, maybe my own integrity is something I want to have. And they're also getting pushback from sort of the elders of the media industry, like the Ted Koppels and others, saying, wait a minute, this is no longer news. This is pure propaganda. So who knows what it is, but it looks like maybe at least there's one individual over at CNN that is facing the truth, the true facts about what happened in Charlottesville. Clearly a tragedy. There was at least one death, a lot of people injured. There was violence on both sides. I mean, it would turn into a riot. Horrible, horrible scene. All of that. We're not excusing any of that. But it's also true that in that group, there were some good people on both sides, and there were bad people on both sides. It would be kind of like this. If I flew to New York, and I went into Yankee Stadium as a Chicago White Sox fan, and sat down among all those fans there, it would be true that most of the people there are Yankees fans. But not all. Some of them are White Sox fans. So, I mean, that's the reality. When you have a crowd like this, you have a mixed group. And that's all the president was saying. We'll take a break. More news after this.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is our final segment here of hour number one. And so this is going to kind of be a lightning round. Try to get through as much of this as I can. So real quickly, we're going to go through this list. All right, how am I doing on the keto diet? I'm kind of stuck at about 19 pounds that I've lost. And I guess I'm at like maybe 6 weeks now that I've been on keto. Maybe 6 weeks, maybe getting close to 7 weeks. And I feel good. I feel great. I could just see visually, my face is totally changed. I've lost so much in my waistline. Weight-wise, I'm kind of stuck around 19-pound loss so far. But I think, you know, this is normal. You kind of go through these plateaus. So I'm super excited about, though, how things are going. And I love the diet. I really do. If you want to see exactly what I'm doing, go to this URL, keto. That's K-E-T-O, KetoDietQuickStart.com. KetoDietQuickStart.com. And then next here, this is going to be a lightning round, so quick. Aldi's. I mentioned to you a couple weeks ago that I decided to try Aldi's grocery store. I grew up in Chicago. I remember going to Aldi's as a kid. This is not the same Aldi's I went to when I was in Chicago. It's the same company, but man, have they changed. I am totally sold. I cannot even begin to tell you how much money that we're saving on our groceries. I'm estimating, and my wife, I talked to her about this today, I think we're saving at least 50% on some items and maybe as much as 70% off of other items, and especially meat. I've been eating a lot of meat because of this keto diet. You eat a lot of meat. And man, I mean, just the prices for meat are incredible. And I'm buying, I just go in there. I'll fill up a whole cart, right? I go to the checkout. It's like $80 for a whole giant cart of food with a lot of meat in there as well. Chicken breasts and ground beef and pot roast, you know, London broil, all kinds of great cuts of meat and all kinds of, I mean, get a bottle of olive oil that would normally be like $4 or $5 at the grocery store, like $1.50. I mean, it's really amazing, and I am ashamed as a money guy that I'm sort of just discovering Aldi. So there's that. All right. This is an interesting article I read this week that buying 2 one-way tickets may actually be cheaper in many cases than a round-trip ticket. and a great article, and they said that by not checking an itinerary with two separate one-way tickets, that on average, people are overpaying $90 for each domestic flight they take by not looking into buying two separate one-way tickets. Now, this happened to be the case. My wife has a trip coming up this summer, and she needed round trip to California. But because I use Google Flights, that tool, I was able to get a super cheap airfare round trip from Florida to California. I don't know, it was like $250 round trip. But what happened is, and Google Flights automatically does this, it found the cheapest itinerary, which was two separate one-way tickets. And the cool thing about one-way tickets is not only can you save money, but also, you know, think about this. Let's say that you had a problem where you had to cancel one of those tickets. Maybe you had to change your trip by a day or something. In a lot of cases, like the whole ticket would be canceled if it was a round trip, right? But if you, let's say you had to make a change and you just had to buy a new one-way ticket leaving for like a day later or something, instead of losing the whole two-ticket itinerary, which is what generally would happen if you missed that first flight. Very interesting. So check that out. So instead of just automatically going with the round trip, check out the one-way tickets, and you might find some more interesting flexible options. And this also creates the possibility of what I call a triangle trip, right? So that might mean I would fly from Florida to Chicago, and then maybe from Chicago to Los Angeles, and then from Los Angeles back to Florida. So you could create these sort of triangular or multi-stop itineraries that you cannot create with a standard round-trip ticket. Check this out. This is a new travel deals service. I'm just testing it out. It's like $8 a month, and I'm running this as a one-month test to see what deals they can find for me. And I'm telling you, already I'm blown away. Like $330 round-trip to Paris, France from Miami. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I'm finding. I don't get anything for telling you about this, but it's mightytravels.com. They probably have some affiliate program. I haven't looked into it yet, but I'm just throwing that out there to you. mightytravels.com. I'm testing it out, already finding some incredible bargains. Amazon is in the process, believe this or not, of moving from a two-day free shipping for Prime members. Hold on. Wait for it. One day free shipping for Prime members. And the biggest consequence of this is it is absolutely, they say, going to destroy the competition, the Walmarts and the Targets who have been trying to hold their own against Amazon in this online competition. Now, Amazon's got to step up because they have like their own planes now and all kinds of, you know, deals with the Postal Service, and they're going to go to one day, and they've got distribution centers now in like all the major cities, and they're going to be able to, I mean, they've got even same day delivery in some cities. But this has caused especially Walmart stock to get nailed this week because of the fear of what this is going to do. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, imagine 20 years ago, somebody telling you, you could go on this screen called a computer. Well, there were computers 20 years ago. You could go on the computer, click a button, and that item would be in your hands the next day or even the same day. No way. I mean, this is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. And it's supposed to be like rolled out later this year. All right, Bitcoin. So everybody's been waiting for the Bitcoin exchange-traded fund. This is where Bitcoin would become like a fund that is on the stock exchanges. And it's been delayed and delayed and delayed. Well, here's the deal. Everybody's saying just recently in the last week or so, we don't care if it ever gets approved as an ETF. Why? Because E-Trade and other major brokerage firms are getting ready to start making available Bitcoin, Ethereum, and some of these other digital currencies as available to be bought through your brokerage account just directly. In other words, you don't buy these through the exchange, the stock exchange. You'll just buy them through these online brokers. Will have a way, a platform to let you buy these digital assets into your account without them being on the exchanges. And E-Trade is supposedly the first big one to do this, and they're going to be adding Bitcoin and Ethereum, both of those. John McAfee, the sort of eccentric guy that invented the McAfee antivirus software, who lives on a boat off of the Bahamas, he is going to be launching a Bitcoin debit card, which is supposed to be coming out, I guess, in a month or two. Excited about that. The robocall settlement. The robocall settlement is, we've been talking about this for 2 years. The cruise companies were using automatic dialers, so-called robocalls, to call people and tell them they want a free cruise. It turned out they were in violation of all kinds of federal laws by doing this. And if your phone number was on the list, you were eligible for somewhere between $300 and $600 bucks per phone line that you had that got those calls. Well, this was like 2 years ago. You had to fill out these papers and send them in. And then like a year ago, you had to send some more paperwork in. I've been playing this game all the way along because in my case, I have two different phone lines. So according to the numbers I had read initially, I could be getting as much as $900 bucks for each of my phone lines. So that's like $1,800 I could be getting. But the latest update on this, on the robocall settlement, is the judge has delayed the case again. And we don't know yet how much money each person will get. And we don't know when the money will be distributed. It was supposed to be like in December. And then they had a delay, like a continuance in February or something. And now they had another continuance. And they haven't reset the date yet. But it's like coming to an end. And if you're somebody that did file the paperwork and then when they required you to a year ago, file the additional documents to prove that you own those phone lines. If you did all that, you could be getting some money. And it could be like as much as $900 bucks per phone line. My guess is it's not going to be that much. I think it's probably going to be, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number here, maybe a couple hundred bucks for each phone line. But I think a lot more people applied for this money than what they expected. So each person will be getting less. But just go to robocall settlement, Google that, and you'll find the website that has all of the details on that. Or email me, and I will send you a link. All right, we'll be back after news with our special guest, Jen Hobbs.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.